Case number 24612.
Yeah, that's fine. Have a good day.
They are. Red throws it.
Fashion statement.
They're infrared and blue light. And, yeah. You know, when you get old, you got to start blocking
them. I understand.
Would you identify yourself for the record, sir?
Good morning, everyone. Sergeant John Iommazzo, Iommazzo, Issuing Authority, Waterbury Police Department.
Thank you. And ma'am, where do you live today?
Waterbury.
Okay. Sergeant, brief statement of your case.
Yes,
get that out.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Exactly. The issuing authority denied the appellant for a guilty conviction for animal abuse.
And a very brief statement of your case, ma'am.
That was a misdemeanor that happened over 14 years ago. And I've owned a hunting license and have been around guns my whole life. And no gun safety.
Okay, thank you. Sergeant?
Yes, good morning. So the issuing authority denied for suitability over the guilty conviction for the animal abuse charge. Some basic facts of the case. The appellant was arrested via a arrest warrant out of Troop I on 7/26/2012. In conjunction with the Woodbridge Bethany Animal Control Division. The horse at the center of that case was, as listed in multiple public records, probably the most severe animal cruelty case that any of them had ever seen at the time. The horse had been severely neglected, had been locked in its stall for well over a year, to the point where the stall was actually nailed shut. When the horse was removed from the stall, they actually had to dismantle the stall, and it was found to be standing in knee-high manure, so approximately 3 feet worth of manure. The horse was in absolutely horrendous condition, because of it standing in one spot for well over a year. Hooves were extraordinarily overgrown. Its body was emaciated. I did provide the board with some photographs. If you don't have them, I can. The horse was removed and transported to the care of a rescue organization out of, are they in Bethany, Woodbridge? I think they're in Bethany. An interview with the horse rescue organization, I personally interviewed her. She provided me with some before and after, and her personal testimony is that she has never seen a case as severe as this. It was so bad, she also provided me a video a couple of days after they gained possession of the horse. It was in such horrible condition that the horse actually couldn't even walk more than a couple of steps due to its hooves, its emaciation, general injuries to the horse. She also relayed to me that it took well in excess of a year to rehabilitate the horse to even just good health. She is still in her possession. The horse is still in her possession, and she states she will never relinquish possession of that horse to anyone.
When you say her possession, you mean the rescue?
The rescues, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that due to what they had to do to nurse this horse back to health, she will never allow anyone else to have possession of this horse. So I think it's just an atrocious situation. The appellant stated that it was a misdemeanor. The level is not a relevant fact here. She was found guilty. Had a guilty conviction, 1 year of jail, 1 year suspended, 2 years of probation, as well as being banned for life from ever owning a horse in the state of Connecticut. So although it may classify as a misdemeanor in the state of Connecticut, I think that the judge and the court deemed that it was serious enough that she should never own a horse ever again.
Would you like to cross-examine the subject?
But it was an unviolent crime.
It's questions about what he said.
Do you have questions about what he has just said?
I don't know how to really do this. Sorry.
No, sorry.
Well, if you don't have any questions, that's okay.
You're going to get your chance next to say anything you want.
I just don't understand how come I wasn't questioned before he made a decision.
Okay. Is that the question?
I don't understand your question.
I would have assumed that you would have contacted me and asked for my side.
Well, for full disclosure, I was not the officer in charge at the time that denied the initial application.
Okay.
That would be number one. Number two, is there something that I'm missing in this incident that I needed to clarify with you? It was a fingerprint-supported guilty conviction. There's three public record newspaper articles. Am I missing something?
I understand it was bad and everything, but I have grown from that experience.
Okay, but you're not. Right now, the point of this hearing is, do you need to ask him any questions about what he has said? You still have a chance to give your whole case.
Oh,
yes.
Your whole
sorry.
Argument.
No, you're good.
I'm getting so confused.
That's okay. Right. Okay.
You haven't done it before. It's all right.
No. I guess not.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Okay, now, what would you like to tell us?
Okay, so, I just wrote down some things. Sorry. Like I stated before, this was a non-violent misdemeanor, not a felony. I have done all the requirements that the state has put on me. I did the 2 years probation where I didn't get in trouble. And I still do not own a horse to this day because I'm not allowed to, and I understand that. I was told that when I went to put my application in to the police station that I could not call to check on the status of my application from the lady that took my application. And then when I did finally call to see the status on it, I received a denial letter the week after. I feel as though this was a discriminatory thing because you didn't even talk to me about it. That was 14 years ago and I was younger then and I have grown as a person. And I have been responsible since then. It's not, that was a bad situation. I learned a lesson, and I have been doing a lot better. I've proved that several times. Everybody makes mistakes. This was one of my mistakes, but I grew up from it, and I feel as though I took the responsibility, even though I wasn't the only one at that property. Everybody else could have, I asked for help and they could have helped me, So, and then I've taken a pistol course 2 times now and I have passed both times. I haven't, the first time I couldn't put in for it because I was dealing with a lot of family sickness. And so it was hard for me to try to get that together, And then actually now I'm still dealing with the family sickness. My father is actually in rehab right now, because he had surgery, not in July, and it was open heart surgery. So, but I could have taken and said, hey, I'm busy with all of that and not even like canceled. But I thought this was a big deal that I had to come and state my side of the story. I also have had a hunting license since I was the age of 13. We belong to Wallingford Gun Club in Wallingford. My father is still a member there. I let my membership go. I do still work with animals and everything, and I have zero complaints on that. And I guess that hold on 1 second, sorry. I'm trying to find out where I'm at. I think that's about it for stating my side.
Do you have questions for the
applicant? I have no questions.
Questions from the board.
What's the horse's name?
Well, when I had her, her name was Cheyenne.
Would she describe it as a nonviolent offense?
I would describe it as a...
No, not you. I mean,
the horse.
You say it is nonviolent. It seems pretty violent to me.
I don't think that she would.
No?
No.
Okay, thanks.
Could you tell us a little more about the circumstances? Like how long did you own the horse? Where was it? Who owned the stable? Where it was? Why did this happen?
So there was a lot going on at that time with my brother having multiple brain surgeries and everything, and I kept asking for help, and I was helping my sister with her kids because they had to be run around and everything, and it just got out of control, and I understand that and everything. And the shoer passed away, so we were in the process of trying to find a new shoer and everything, but like
the equipment to clean.
Were there other horses in the stable? Was it in a
it was just her
just and in a barn that you owned, or who owned it?
It was my parents' property.
Okay. And this was the only horse?
Yes,
there.
And we did take her out and move her around some. It's not like she was just in there all the time.
What other animals do you own now?
I have a ferret, and that's it.
And are you employed?
Yes.
What do you do?
I am a dog groomer.
Anyone, other questions from the board?
Was anybody else charged in the incident?
Nope. I took full responsibility.
Who discovered the horse in this condition?
They were trying to hold.
No, not you.
You.
You're not the witness.
Who? How did the condition of this horse become apparent? Who found the horse?
I don't know who called about it.
You don't know?
No. I never got to the bottom of that. I don't know who called about it.
Any other questions?
Why did you said you took the blame? You took all of it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I hadn't had any priors or anything, and like we thought we would be able to use like the youth offenders, the first offense.
You thought you would escape responsibility for this horse by pleading AR?
Not escaping responsibility, but like I don't. I'm sorry.
Per the public record, her attorney applied for seller rehab and was denied by the court.
Yeah.
So you were represented by an attorney at the time?
Yes.
So with her family.
Not yet.
Sorry.
Any other questions?
Whose horse was it?
I would say that it was my horse, but like I said, I asked several times for help on resolving the issues, and I just couldn't get help, and I just didn't know how to go about it without getting in trouble, and then wound up getting in trouble still.
How old were you at the time?
Like 22.
24.
Is this the only horse you've owned?
Yes.
Other questions?
Did you seek any counseling afterwards or anything along those lines? Do you speak to anybody about mental health issues or anything along those lines? Like,
no.
Okay.
Do you have a witness that you want to present?
Yes.
My name's Tim.
You don't have to use your name for the record.
He's not the appellant.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead then.
I'm here. Her father asked me to come. He's very sick. I've been a family friend since before this happened. I owned a power equipment shop, and her brother had gotten an injury, and he was going through brain surgeries and everything. And I actually had the equipment to clean the stall at my shop. It had broken down. Her father was working like 80 hours a week to just support, and they were trying to find a home for the horse. And the horse always had food and water. And when it came down, she took the blame because she had the least amount to lose. Her parents were afraid of losing the property. Her brother was applying for disability and was afraid of not getting it because of that. She had a clean record. I didn't think it was right that she'd take the sole brunt because it was the whole family's horse. And she, I want to say, did it to protect the rest of her family. And she works with animals, she grooms my dogs. She's great with animals. She's definitely remorseful.
Sergeant, do you wish to cross-examine the witness?
I don't.
Okay. You don't have to?
I don't.
Were you aware of the condition of the horse during this time?
I had seen it, and that's why I was working on the equipment, trying, and I was also asking people to help, volunteer. And I think that's how the rescue got involved, because I was trying to help them find a home for it, knowing that she couldn't really clean it. Well, her father didn't have the machine. I had it at my shop. And
when you say the machine, I mean,
it's a skid steer, the bucket to clean out everything. And it did have a paddock that it went out on. It would break the latch on the gate, so they would nail it shut, so it wouldn't keep breaking out and getting loose.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
I'm just the people taking a shovel and a rake and mucking That's out what a I'm straw thinking. Stall with a wheelbarrow.
My friends who have horses.
Not letting it get to the extent that you can't do that.
Same thing. My friends who have horses use a rake. Any other questions? And you did not wish to cross-examine the witness, is that correct?
No.
Okay. The final statement of your case, ma'am?
I feel as though that with how many years have gone by and that how much I've grown in this time frame and everything, I feel as though that this should not be part of a decision.
And your case, sir?
I do. I actually have a written statement. I know I don't typically do that, but I'd like to read this out loud. This proceeding does not require the board to determine intent, motive, or ideology. It requires something narrower and more exacting, an assessment of fitness, judgment, and risk when authority over lethal force is requested. The appellant seeks acceptance for a pistol permit. That request is not a right exercised automatically. It is a privilege granted conditionally based on demonstrated restraint, responsibility, and respect for the safety of others. The record before you raises serious concerns on all three points. Specifically, the appellant has a documented history of animal abuse involving a living creature that was dependent, non-threatening, and incapable of resisting or reporting harm. This conduct was not accidental, defensive, or situationally compelled. It occurred under circumstances where the appellant exercised unilateral control and had ample opportunity to stop. That should matter to the board. Administrative permitting decisions are inherently predictive. They rely on prior conduct as the most reliable indicator of future behavior, particularly where that conduct reveals how an appellant manages power disparities, stress, and accountability. Animal abuse is not evaluated here as a moral failing, but as a behavioral data point. Numerous risk assessment frameworks recognize cruelty towards animals as a significant indicator of impaired judgment and increased risk when lethal means are introduced. This is because such conduct demonstrates willingness to cause harm absent necessity, disregard for the vulnerability of others, and comfort acting without immediate accountability. These are precisely the factors the board must weigh when evaluating suitability for firearms possession. The appellant may argue that past conduct toward an animal is unrelated to future conduct involving a firearm. The board is not required to accept that assertion. The question is not whether harm will occur, but whether the appellant has demonstrated the level of restraint required when harm can occur. The appellant's record shows that when restraint was optional, it was not exercised. The board is not being asked to punish the appellant for past behavior. It is being asked to determine whether granting a permit would be consistent with public safety and the standards this board is charged with upholding. This is not punishment. This is prevention. Granting a firearm permit in this case would require the board to disregard clear evidence of how the appellant behaves when power is asymmetrical and oversight is minimal. Denial, by contrast, is a measured and rational response grounded in the appellant's own demonstrated conduct. Permitting does not exist to test whether someone has changed. It exists to confirm that they already meet the standard. And based on the previous record, the appellant does not. For those reasons, the issuing authority requests that you uphold the denial.
Comments from the board?
You guys had any interaction with the appellant, law enforcement wise, since?
No.
At all? This was the state police. I guess for me, that it comes down to a terrible story. See, the appellant was 22 years old at the time, maybe not the sole owner of the horse. And now the pistol permit, years later, is being denied because of that accusations in this summary of events or whatever happened to the horse. So that's what's tying my decision today.
Other comments from the board? Vote in. Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Issuing authority. And what I would like to see is something from a medical provider, like a risk assessment, something along those lines, to show that that's no longer who you are. There's no evidence provided today other than I've changed. Well, how? So that's what's hard for me. So I'm doing the issuing authority in this case. But if you're able to come here again, or I'm sure the police department would like to see something like that as well.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
And I also vote for the issuing authority.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.